On Saturday, May 25th, at the Cathedral of St. Peter, Bishop Michael Saltarelli ordained to the priesthood three men, John Grimm, Jay McKee, and Tim Nolan. Today on Catholic Forum, we're pleased to bring you Bishop Saltarelli's homily of that very special day for our diocese. After the proclamation of the gospel, Father Jim Nash, Director of Vocations for the Diocese of Wilmington, presented these three men to the bishop. Here is Father Nash and Bishop Saltarelli.
Most Reverend Father, Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain these men, our brothers, for service as priests.
Do you judge them to be worthy?
After inquiry among the people of Christ and upon the recommendation of those concerned with their training, I testify that they have been found worthy.
Then we rely on the help of the Lord God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We choose these men, our brother, for priesthood in the Presbyteral Order.
Thanks be to God.
Your applause tells a magnificent story, a powerful story. I hear in that applause a mighty yes. I hear in that applause a love for the church. I hear in that applause a tremendous support and encouragement, not only for these three men about to be ordained to the priesthood, but for the priests who grace our sanctuaries, for the priests, your priests, who minister to you so wonderfully, so lovingly, so heroically these days. Your applause is necessary today, because with that applause is prayer. With that applause is affirmation. With that applause is support. And so, beloved people of God, these men, your relatives, your sons, your brothers, your friends, are now to be raised to the order of priests. I ask you to consider carefully the position to which they are to be promoted in the church. It is true that God has made his entire people a royal priesthood in Christ. But our high priest, Jesus Christ, also chose some of his followers to carry out publicly in the church a priestly ministry in his name on behalf of all. Jesus was sent by the Father, and he in turn sent the apostles into the world. Through them and their successors, the bishops, he continues his work as teacher, priest, and shepherd. Priests are co-workers in the order of bishop. They are joined to the bishop in the priestly office, and they are called to serve God's people. Tim, Jay, and John have seriously considered this step. They're now to be ordained to priesthood in the Presbyteral Order. They are to serve Christ the teacher, priest, and shepherd in his ministry, which is to make his own body, the church, grow into the people of God, a holy temple. They are called to share in the priesthood of the bishops, and to be molded into the likeness of Christ, the supreme and eternal priest. By consecration, they will be made true priests of the New Testament to preach the gospel, to sustain God's people, to celebrate the liturgy, above all, the Lord's sacrifice. My sons, you are an enigma to our world today. You know that. I think some of you shared with me that you were interviewed recently, and the reporter from the news journal was amazed and surprised that you were still going on with this thing, in spite of what? Evidently, the reporter is not a student of church history. She doesn't understand. She doesn't understand that there will be pain, there will be suffering, there will be scandal, there will be strife, there will be suffering. There will be crisis. But it's then, dear sons, it's then and it's there that the saints emerge. The saints emerge, the great reformers. Today we're celebrating and remembering two great saints. Gregory the VII. They tell us he was a great reformer of the clergy. Isn't that wonderful? And then they tell us that's also the feast of St. Mary Magdalene de Pazzi, a reformer of her own community. So the church is constantly in need of renewal, reform. It's out of the suffering that great response is made. And you heard the support that you have. You're not alone. Look around you. Behind you, before you. You're now going to be advanced to the order of the presbytery. Apply your energies to the duty of teaching in the name of Christ the teacher. Share with all mankind the word of God you have received with joy. Meditate on the law of God. Believe what you read. Teach what you believe. Put into practice what you teach. Let the doctrine you teach be true nourishment for these wonderful people of God. That's what they want. And let the example of your lives attract the followers of Christ so that by word and by example, you may build up the house which is God's church. In the same way, you must carry out your mission of sanctifying in the power of Jesus Christ. Your ministry will perfect the spiritual sacrifice of the faithful by uniting it to Christ's sacrifice, the sacrifice which is offered sacramentally through your hands. Know what you're doing. Imitate the mystery you celebrate. Make every effort to die to sin, to always walk in the new life of Christ. And when you baptize, you will bring men and women into the people of God. In that magnificent sacrament of penance, reconciliation, you will forgive sins in the name of Christ and the church. And with holy oils, you will relieve and console the suffering, the sick. You will celebrate the liturgy and offer thanks and praise to God throughout the day, praying not only for the people of God, but for the whole world. Remember that you are chosen from among God's people and appointed to act for them in relation to God. Do your work of Christ the priest with genuine joy and love. And attend to the concerns of Christ and his people before your own. Finally, conscious of sharing in the work of Christ, the head and shepherd of the church, and united with your bishop and subject to him, seek to bring the faithful together in a unified family and to lead them effectively through Christ and in the Holy Spirit to God the Father. Always remember the example of the Good Shepherd who came not to be served, but to serve and to seek out and rescue those who were lost.
After his homily, the bishop asks those to be ordained several questions, then asks them individually to pledge their obedience to the bishop. Afterwards, he invites all present to seek the prayers of those holy men and women who have gone before us marked with the sign of faith by way of a sung litany of saints.
My sons, before you proceed to the order of the presbyterate, declare before the people your intention to undertake this priestly office. Are you resolved with the help of the Holy Spirit to discharge without fail the office of priesthood in the presbyteral order as conscientious fellow workers with the bishops in caring for the Lord's flock?
I am.
Are you resolved to celebrate the mysteries of Christ faithfully and religiously, as the Church has handed them down to us for the glory of God and the sanctification of Christ's people?
Amen.
Are you resolved to exercise the ministry of the Word worthily and wisely, preaching the gospel and explaining the Catholic faith?
Amen.
Are you resolved to consecrate your life to God for the salvation of His people, and to unite yourself more closely every day to Christ, the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as a perfect sacrifice?
I am with the help of God.
John, do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Jay, do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Tim, do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. My dear people, let us now pray that the all-powerful Father, they pour out the gifts of heaven on these servants of his, whom he has chosen to be his priests.
Lord have mercy. Christ have mercy. Lord have mercy. Mary and Joseph, Michael and all angels, Anna, Joachim, Elizabeth, Elijah, Moses, John the Baptist, Isaac, Sarah, Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, Samuel, Ruth, David, and Solomon, Isaiah, Jeremiah,